guys, how are you? Matt Perot with you here for another edition of the Daily Juice Podcast here on a Tuesday off bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. And we are here for the 299th time. It's also 420. So because of that, I've got a special parlay bet for you guys today. I've got two plays to give you here on the podcast today, one in hockey and one in baseball that I want to get into. I've not been good in baseball, but we are incomplete for the recap for last night. 1-1 on the player props. Mikal Bridges goes way over his 11.5, but Russell Westbrook passed all over the place, did not go near the 25.5 points. So went 1-1 on the player props. The Discord bet won. Congratulations, guys. That's a 4-2 mark now for the Discord bet. Suns get the win outright, plus three dogs. So they got some beneficial breaks, I guess you'd say, with some calls. So they win the game outright. We had the Minnesota over for even money at 5.5. That was nice. The Vegas Golden Knights, there's 3.5 to play in the third period. It's currently 2-2, so that's probably going to be a loss on the puck line. So we're probably looking at a 1-1 mark for the Vegas for us, with Vegas losing or Vegas not winning on the puck line against San Jose. And so that's 1-1 on the player props, 1-1 for hockey, 1-0 in the NBA, and then baseball. Phillies lose 2-0. My gosh, man, they had so many runners in scoring position. They just couldn't get a hit. They lose 2-0, and then we have the run line for the Dodgers, and they're currently losing 4-3 in the sixth inning against the Mariners. So some time left, but not looking great there either. So maybe an 0-2 mark in baseball. So all in all, a down day, but you know, one of those days where just things kind of just didn't go our way. But we'll go a little bit lighter here today than we went on Monday. But I thought it might be a good time to kind of check in on a couple of our future bets before I give you the bets coming up here and before I give you the 420 play, because it is 420. So Vegas to win the West. So if they win this game outright, Vegas will be easily, they'll be up by 2 points in the West. If they just go to overtime and win it there, they will be in sole possession of first place in the West. We bet Vegas to win the Western Division in the preseason. So that bet looks good. Also in hockey, we bet the Carolina Hurricanes to win the Central. They are currently tied for the top spot in the Central. So that bet could go one either way, but we're right there still for that. The Golden State Warriors to win more than 36 games. They've got 29. They're at 500 right now. They're 29-29. We've got 14 games left. Let's see if they can get, you know, if they can go 7-7. Steph Curry's on a ridiculous streak right now. I mean, just 10 threes every game for Steph Curry. It's crazy. And I don't know why I haven't bet his three-pointers yet or bet his player props yet. Maybe I'll do that tonight or the next time they play, because he's just been insane. So that is okay. We're still there. We need, you know, 7 wins here to get there, and let's cross our fingers and get there. Hopefully we wind up getting ourselves to 36 or more wins. And then the Canadiens to go over 65.5 points is, they're at 47 points and like 16, 17 games left. That one might be a little tough. That one probably isn't going to hit, but 3-1 there wouldn't be that bad on our future bets that we got going for the winter sports. So cross our fingers, we're in good position, but hopefully we're going to wind up cashing those bets we made in the preseason for baseball, sorry, for basketball and for the NHL. Okay. So what will happen today is a day that some of you celebrate, some of you laugh, some of you just acknowledge, or some of you don't care. That's fine. But I was looking around for 420 has been something. I'm 44 years old. You youngsters with legalized cannabis, you don't get the joke. But, you know, in our day and age, there were cannabis festivals. There were all sorts of rallies and legalized rallies and everything else that used to go into it. And so I thought it might be kind of a fun little twist, a little fun. Before tomorrow, which is our 300th edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. So you would have to be high to bet this parlay, but I'm doing it. I'm only betting it for a quarter unit, but I'm betting it. And you know what's going to happen, right? It's got to be a Boston parlay just because it's me. It's got to be a Boston parlay. So the are you high, Matt, parlay for today? Red Sox run line, Bruins puck line is plus 427. Not close. I couldn't get to 420 exactly, but it's good enough. It's plus 427. And yes, I would have to be ridiculous. Red Sox are taking on the Blue Jays. The Bruins taking on the Sabres. Maybe we get a Boston hit in a plus 427 hit. You know, I'm only betting a quarter unit on it, but why not? Let's, you know, I always say don't bet a parlay, but and man, the Golden Knights just hit though. With 8 seconds left, they hit the post. Well, that game's going to overtime now between San Jose and Vegas. So we officially lose that bet. 1-1 now officially for hockey, and we're watching the Dodgers, and they are one out top of the seventh with one runner on. They're down 4-3 to the Mariners, so that game's not over yet. But man, how did that puck not go in the net? Wow. The puck was right there, and oh, it didn't hit the net. Wow. It didn't hit the post. It was sitting on the goal line, and a quick-minded defenseman slapped the thing away. So that would have been the game winner. Instead, we're going to overtime here between Vegas and San Jose. So our puck line bet does not cash, unfortunately. So Vegas could still win, but no puck line. Okay, so Matt, are you high parlay at plus 427 is the Red Sox run line against the Blue Jays and the Bruins puck line against the Buffalo Sabres. We are also going to talk about the total for the Bruins and the Sabres. Okay, so the under is 5-0-1 in the Sabres' last six games in the third game of a 3-4 day situation. So tired legs, they don't score very often. The under is 3-1-1 in the Sabres' last five when their opponent scores five goals or more the previous game, which is key because the Bruins have scored quite a bit. They scored a ton against the Capitals. The under is 5-1 for the Bruins in their last six games as a road favorite and 9-3-1 following a win for the Bruins in their last 13 games. So this is the Bruins who scored a ton. And I just think the under is 8-1-3 in the last 12 meetings in Buffalo between these two teams. This game is screaming under. It's on the road for Buffalo. Bruins, I don't think, score a ton. They'll go back to playing kind of their shell style. And the Bruins under minus 5.5 is the total here. Of course, would I rather 6? Yes, I would rather 6. We're not going to get there. It's minus 110 on both sides for the Bruins and the Sabres. Don't think Buffalo scores a whole lot, but even if they score a couple, and the Bruins only score a couple as well, maybe a 2-0 win for Boston. Maybe that's possible with Tuukka Rask and whatnot in net. So Boston's, you know, one stat that goes against us here on the puck line. Boston's 2-5 in the last seven games as a road favorite. So haven't played great on the road, but that was before the trade deadline. And they've been playing really well since making some pretty big trades. So we're going under 5.5 for a half a unit. Bruins and the Sabres under 5.5 in hockey. One baseball bet to get into, and it's the Rangers and the Angels. Total is 8.5. The over is 5-1-2 in the Rangers' last eight games in game two of a series. The over is 5-1-1 in the last six games when the total, well, that's not really true here for this one, but the Angels are not a great team. They are only 1-9 in their last 10 when their total is set 8.5 or lower. But the total is 8.5. Over is 4-0-1 when the Angels, the over is 5-1 in the last six games with against a team with a losing record. And when you look at the way these two teams have played in the last couple of days, Rangers are scoring. Otani is scoring. 8.5 is the total here at minus 108. And I haven't been good in baseball. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, baseball has been a rough time. If I miss on this one, I'm probably going to hold off for a while and not bet baseball for a bit. It's just one of those sports where here in April, I've been betting Moneyline Dogs, and I made back a lot of the money that I lost by betting Moneyline Dogs. I didn't do that last night, but Moneyline Dogs again last night were pretty good. And I just think this game, you know, Otani's going to start, okay? So we'll see how many innings Otani winds up going. Jordan Lyles will start for the Rangers. But offensively, both these teams are scoring some decent runs, you know, 5-6 runs a game. They're giving up some runs as well. You know, Angels give up 6 to the Royals. They beat the Twins 10-3. They're currently playing right now at 6-4, that game in the top of the ninth. So I think we'll see a pretty similar game tomorrow night with a 6-4 final. I think we'll see a lot of offense in this series between Texas and LA. Total is 8.5. I'm going to play the over, minus 108, over for the Rangers and the Angels here coming up and see if we can get some big offense, you know, 5-4 type of game at least between Texas and LA on one side or the other. So just two plays we're going here. Bruins under 5.5, Angels, Rangers over 8.5 at a half a unit for both plays. Now, the RU high parlay for 420. Red Sox run line, Bruins run line is plus 427. I'm betting that for a quarter unit for fun, just to have some fun here going on 420. Now, one more quick thing before we wrap here on the podcast. So I'm wearing, in the YouTube video tonight, I'm wearing a 49ers hat, okay? I am trying to figure out what the best way for us to bet the NFL draft. There's a good chance I'm going to do an NFL draft betting preview. There's a really good chance of that. And well, Mark Stone just got stopped on a breakaway to win the game. Oh my, how about that? wasn't really the greatest of moves. And now coming back the other side. Oh my, almost a goal for San Jose. This is a heck of an overtime. Sorry, I'm watching this while I'm taping you with you guys, but I'm trying to figure out what's the best way. I'll probably do a special podcast. I may or may not bring somebody on to talk about it. Maybe a betting pros writer or something come on to talk about it. But I'm wearing a 49ers hat because the 49ers hold the key to the entire first round as to how it's all going to go. If they take Justin Fields with the first pick, the third pick with the first pick in the real draft, because we know what 1-2 already is going to be at number 3. That sets up a really interesting 4-5-6. If they don't take him, that also sets a very interesting 4-5-6. And so, like, but Justin Fields betting him his over or under spot 5.5 right now. We'll go through this and we'll try to, you know, figure out what the best way to bet is. So I'm wearing the 49ers hat and, you know, kind of like a tip of the cap there, trying to figure out where am I going, no pun intended, with the NFL draft. I haven't bet it yet. I will be heavily involved. And we're trying to figure out, we might actually do a live, something live. It may be audio, it may be video. I don't know. I have to figure out. You guys can DM me and tell me what you'd like us to do, but I think it would be fun for us to hang out and watch the draft together and make bets throughout the first round, only on Thursday. I don't care about Friday and Saturday, but only on Thursday, because really it's all you can bet is Thursday for the first round. And so it's like a 3.5 hour thing. So I don't know how to do it where, like, you know, do we wind up doing it together? Do we watch the whole 3 hours together? Is that too much? Is that possible? I don't know. It seems to be a little like, eh. So I'm still trying to figure out what the best way for us to do this is. Like, how should we do the NFL draft? Because betting on it is so incredibly fun. And we are, what, 8 days away from the NFL draft? So super fun, super excited, super cool. But we got to figure out how we're going to do this. Either just a typical Daily Juice podcast and we bet on Wednesday heading into a Thursday, or a special pod just for the NFL draft. I don't know yet what we're going to do for the Daily Juice, but we would definitely do something very, very cool for the NFL draft first round. And maybe we'll do something live. I don't really know as of yet. So stay tuned to everything that we'll be doing. Very fun. Also, one more quick thing before we wrap up. So I got a phone call yesterday from a woman who works for the PR department for Ronald McDonald House. And she asked me to pass along a heartfelt thank you to the entire Daily Juice audience for raising $8,000 for the Ronald McDonald House. And she wanted to know what we did. She wanted to know how we did it. She wanted to know what they can do in the future. And we've talked about doing future collaborations with the Daily Juice. They've got some new technology coming down that could be really fun for us to do some things together to raise money. So I'm super excited about the future as to what may happen with them, but they wanted to say thank you to everyone who got involved and helped us raise over $8,000 for the Ronald McDonald House. Really, really cool. That was fun to talk about it and kind of relive Celia and TJ and our great friends at Sweet Seas Bakery in Illinois and raising money and just doing all the things that we did with the cookies and the celebration for 1 million listens, and very cool. So tomorrow is number 300. Really looking forward to it. We'll have some very special things coming tomorrow. Bigger plays, probably. I don't know yet. We'll celebrate the 300th version of the Daily Juice podcast in some form or fashion. But today, to recap it, you've got the 420 parlay at 427, Bruins puck line, Red Sox run line, taking the Bruins under 5.5, Angels Rangers over 8.5 at minus 108 for the plays for the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt each and every single morning For the last 299 mornings, it's the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by BetMGM right here on BettingPros.com.